We're continuing in Kuf Chaf Ches. We are up to... Where are we up to? I think we're up to Chaf Aleph. We're up to Siv Chaf Aleph.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're up to Siv Chaf Aleph. Okay. Siv Chaf Aleph is based... Kuf Chaf Ches Chaf Aleph is based on a Chumas Hadeshen brought down on the Beis Yosef. Where basically, they asked the Chumas Hadeshen, if I'm not mistaken, the Chumas Hadeshen made up his own questions. No one asked him any... I'm sure some people asked him questions, but the questions in the Sefer, I think he made up on his own in order to give the answers. He was a Rishon, so we have his questions. So the question was, can the Kohanim sing different tunes during Birkas Kohanim? I would never even think to ask such a question. They have to be the Chumas Hadeshen to think.
You mean each one a different tune?
Yeah, like there's different times where they hum tunes, so can they hum different tunes? And his answer was no. But the minug to sing comes from basically this Chumas Hadeshen that the Kohanim sing. Now, I don't think they don't sing during the week. I think it's only on Yontif that they sing. The only thing, only on Yontif.
Yes.
Okay, but the concept comes from this Chumas Hadeshen, Beis Yosef. I guess every day, you know, people on the way to work, they're in a rush. We don't have time to sing. We'll sing on Yontif. So, the answer of the Chumas Hadeshen, but on the Beis Yosef, is you can't sing more than one tune because that would be confusing. Right? We already started this concept yesterday. If the Sheikh Tziba answers Amen, maybe he'll be confused. If the Sheikh Tziba is a Kohen, can he duchen, can he not duchen? We don't want the Kohanim to get confused. So he says, one tune, if you're gonna sing a tune, which I think he's into the tune. He's into the tune, but it has to be one tune throughout, because otherwise they're gonna be thinking tunes, oh, which tune, and then they're gonna get the words wrong, and obviously the most important part is the words right. So, one tune per customer.
What, like, do we do a tune during the week? Does that count as a tune?
No, as I said, we don't do a tune.
A song, like a song is more like a tune?
What do you mean?
Like, maybe just the way they do it together is called a tune. They should all, like, do it together. Like.
Yeah, they also talk about that everyone should, they should do it together. I don't know, let's see. Chaval. Ein kohanim rashaim l'nagim b'berkas kohanim shnayim ashosha nigunim. They cannot split up their berkas kohanim into two or three different tunes. Why? Mishud digel mechash l'tiyof hadas, because we're afraid they're going to get confused. That's the Chumas Hadeshen. The ein l'nagim ela nigun echa mitzchil v'atzof. One tune from beginning to end. You're saying the regular, yivarechacha, 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 yivarechacha. Maybe that itself is a tune. That's a tune. Okay, I was thinking more of the Yontif where they really go on and on and on and on and on. Okay. Okay, so in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Pei Daled makes a point. Obviously, you can't have, you know, three Kohanim each singing three, humming three different Nigunim, even if they're going to go from consistently from beginning to end. They all have to hum the same Nigun. They have to do it together. Okay. Now, footnote 89, they bring down the Dirshu. Again, I'm confused because I was thinking Yontif, but it could be, you're right. It could be that itself is called a nigun. The Makar Aminig Lenagim Bebrikas Kohanim Humi Chumas Hadeshen Shekatsav Shaminig Lenagim Bebrikas Kohanim Bini'ima. Okay, and if the Kohanim can make it, you know, I guess it's like anything we do. It's a mitzvah of Zekeli Vaneu, Hidr Mitzvah. If you make it nice and pleasant, it's a bigger mitzvah than it. And a nice shul is a bigger, more chasher than a not nice shul. And a nice lulav is more important than a not nice lulav. So, who adin? The Birkas Kohanim, where there's no tangible object, it's their voices. So, if they can sing it nicely, that, I guess, I didn't see anyone say such a thing, but I guess that's the point. Fine. Right. That's Chafal. Chaf Beis. Chaf Beis is based on a Yerushalmi. Okay? It's interesting because I'm pretty sure there is an opinion in the Bavli that disagrees, but I think we don't pass on that opinion. Anyway, no one being brought down the Bavli here that I could see. The Yerushalmi says like this, that the Chazen, now Chazen's a tricky word in the Sugya, because sometimes Chazen means Sheikh Tibor, and sometimes Chazen means like the Gabai. Okay? But here it means that the one calling out Kohanim should not be a Kohen. Okay? Basically, the Pasuk says, Amor Lehem. I think this is the Rambam explaining Yerushalmi. The Pasuk says, Amor Lehem. So, Amor Lehem means, say to them, meaning they're them and I'm me. I'm not them. They're Kohanim. I'm not. That's seems to be what Yerushalmi says, and that's the Rambam's explanation of Yerushalmi. And then the Kesef Mishnah points out that the question is how seriously you take this limud of Amor Lehem. Meaning we take the Amor Lehem, call that Kohanim to two Kohanim very seriously. It's a Gemara, it's Shekhana, Halach Lamaisa. But there's so many other things that we learn from Amor Lehem. So here the Yerushalmi is learning about Amor Lehem that you're not one of them. Okay? So what if the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen? And we said that there's certainly very strong opinions, the Shulchan Aruch, if the other Kohanim Shul, he should not duchen. Can he be the one to call a Kohanim? Or can he be the one to say, he's not duchening. Okay, now we said, Minig Rishalayim, Vektar, they are going to duchen. But in Bnei Brak, I'm going to guess that they don't duchen. The Chazon Ish and the Stipe of the Hell not to duchen. Because the Kohen is the Shliach Tzibur. And it's going to be confusing. So he should not duchen. If there's more than one or, let's say, two Kohanim Shul. Okay, so then the Shaila is, what if there's no Yisrael who knows how to call out these words? Okay, so there's basically three opinions. The Bach says, if there's no Yisrael who knows how to either call out the Kohanim or feed them the words, let's say, I'm not sure which one, then no Duchening. The Lavush says, this whole business of a Amor Lahem, that you feed them and you can't, that the one calling out can't be himself a Kohen, that is an Asmachta. It means derabanan, and they kind of pinned it on the pasuk, but really it's a din derabanan. It's not a drasha daraisa, and therefore, if you have no Yisrael, then a kohen should do it. I mean, the chachila Yisrael should do it, but no Yisrael, a kohen should do it. And then the Taz says that we don't find he's cute. This Taz, so he's cute, but if you read the Taz, he writes like. Asmachta is like Chazal, you know, point out Asmachta. The Gemara gives in Asmachta, the Bavli, the Rishalmi. He's like, the Rambam can't make up his own Asmachta. We don't find that this is an Asmachta anyway. Says, what is it? He says, it's the Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk. Amor Lehem, say to them. So obviously you're not one of them. You say to the Kohanim. Lehem is the Kohanim. So the one speaking to the Kohanim can't be a Kohen. So he says, that's the Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk. And therefore he says, if there's no Yisrael, so then the Kohanim should duchin, but no one's going to call out. If there's no Yisrael, who knows how to call up the words? You're in, Russian, fresh off the boat Russians, they don't know anything. They have a minyan. They believe in God, but that's about it. They don't have that. So they want to duchin. So everyone, the majichim are Kohanim. So whereas the Bach would say, if you don't have a Yisrael to feed them the words, no duchening. The Taz says they'll do it without calling out the words at all. You prefer to call out the words, but since you don't have a Yisrael who could do that, so they'll just do it on their own without someone feeding them. Yivarechacha, Yivarechacha, Hashem, Hashem.
What's Amor Lehem?
Right, then we're not...
That's like the
Bidi Evid? Yeah, so they don't point... Amor Lehem is used to call... I'm not sure. It's more used more to call out the Kohanim than the Yivrechacha, Yivrechacha. All right, let's see what comes out. Chaf Beis. So Mishtadlim. Mishtadlim means we try. Okay, it usually is a it's you try. It's not right. The Chachila. It's not a Liikuva. It's not Mahakim. You can't do it. Mishtadlim Sheihamakre Yisrael. That the Makre should be Yisrael. Kishachazin Kohen. So what do you do when the Chazin's a Kohen? And he's not duchening. Or he is or he isn't duchening. Doesn't really matter, right? Different menhagim, we said. So, yeah, either way, Yamod Yisrael Etzlo, V'yikra Kohanim, V'yakra Osam, word by word. Okay, and here the Shulchan Aruch, the Shitasav, where he says if there's two other Kohanim, then the Shliach Tzibur does not duchen. Hachazin Omid V'shosek. And the Chazin stands there quietly. Okay. Sheyehei Hamakre Yisrael. And he relies it on the pasuk. That's what Taz starts screaming. What do you mean asmachta? You can't rely on him. You can't do that. There's the lahem, which is the Kohanim, and the amor is the simple Jews. That's how we usually do it. So you should not make the Kohen into the Shliach Tzibur. Because the Shatz is the one who's supposed to be the Makra, and now you're going to have to turn the shul upside down and get someone else to do the job. Now, that's a Mishnah Berurah. And then in his own Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskil Mishtadlin, he questions that assumption. Okay, Bir Halacha, Dibur Mishtadlin, Shem Akir Yisrael, I am Mishnah Berurah, when we do Bir Magin Abram, the Kohen should not be the Shliach Tzibur. Umikom Malcolm says the Bialocha ain't a Mukha came with the Bia Machaber. It's not so clear what I wrote in Mishnah Berurah, which I got from the Magen Avraham, not so pashut. The Efshid the Kabbalah to Raka la Makre. The point is the Makre, the Chatchila, should be a Yisrael. שמשתל שישראל. אבל לא קפדין אפילו לכתחילה, maybe, לשתל שישת דווקא ישראל, כדי שהוא הבא עצמו מקרה. Skip the brackets. ומה אכפה לנו יאחר מקרה? Meaning, it's significantly important that the makra be Yisrael. But who says it's such a big deal to have a Yisrael stand up next to the Shliach Tzibur and do the job for him? What's the big deal? The big deal is we want a Yisrael. Good, he's a Yisrael. Oh, he's not the Shliach Tzibur? Okay, who says that that's a big deal? Rav Katz gives shit today on the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. But what do you do? How do you handle when a Mishnah Berurah says one thing and then the Bir Halacha kind of challenges it? Do you have a maskana on that? How to handle that? Because here he gives like a definitive, you know, memela, tells you what to do, and then in the Bir Halacha he like turns it upside down and says, I don't know
on
that.
This, on this, Rav Katz did say on this particular thing, though, he said that it's not shy. The minhag is not like that.
Minhag is not like what?
That a Kohen can't daven ever for the whole year. And he said that it could be that it's the mission, what the mission was writing is back in Rodin, was three times a year, it wasn't such a big deal. But now you're going to say that a Kohen can't go to daven from the Elmer. Let's say he's a chiyuv. He can't daven from the Omer his whole life, if it's a whole year. I mean, I'm saying forever. He can never daven from the Omer, basically. He can never daven from the Omer, except for Mincha. That's not the Mincha.
Uh-huh. I mean, they were going with the Minig in Europe, where it was only a few times a year.
Not such a big deal. Three times a year. Don't finish it up.
Okay. Sifkatan Pei Zayin. I mean, so he was going with the Bir Halacha, but you're saying not mitam Bir Halacha versus Bir Mishnah Berurah. Just saying like, whatever, like maybe it's not like that. Fine. Mishnah Sivkatan Pei Zayin. Okay, Perish. So the Chazan is Omid Vishosek, and you find this Yisroel like a pinch hitter for the Birkas Kohanim to feed the Kohanim. Perish Adgmar Birkas Kohanim. Avami Simshon VeElach Yomar HaChazan BaAtzma. Vine Kozeh. Kol din zeh shalom achaber hiskimu achronim she'ein zeh rak lechatchila. This is a din lechatchila. Aval kishein shemi shedil akros yakri hakohen hashatz ba'atzma. Not like the Bach who said it's ma'akev no duchening. Not like the Taz who says that they should do it without without anybody being makre. Yeah, the Kohen, he'll be the Makri. It's Bidiyevet, good. You're in a Bidiyevet situation, and that's the way you do it. Okay. Sif Chaf Gimel. Okay. So this is a famous din, not looking at the Kohanim during Duchening. The old joke goes, the first time someone looks at the Kohen Duchening Chas V'Shalom, he loses his sight, he becomes blind in one eye, the second time he becomes blind in the second eye, the third time he becomes blind in both eyes. I don't know. Anyway,
it's a bad joke.
Chagiga, Tzeh Zayin Amarav. The joke is based on the Gemara Chagiga. Gemara Chagiga says, one who looks at the Kohanim during Duchening, his eyes will be dimmed.
How can he look the third time if he's blind?
That's the joke. That's the bad joke. Okay, so the Gemara Chagiga says, that one who looks at the Kohanim when they Duchen, his eyes will be dimmed. Okay, he'll need higher prescriptions of glasses. However, the Gemara goes on to explain, that's only in the base of Mikdash. That's not relevant. We have no temple. It's not relevant nowadays. Okay, that's when there was a Beis Hamikdash, and they would duchen with Shem HaMeforash, and the Shechina was mamish on top of their hands. And if you look, so that's a very improper and dangerous thing to do.
And they didn't cover their hands.
Okay, now the Yerushalmi says that you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim when they duchen. Why? Because of Hesach Hadas. You might be that Kohen's got a really interesting nose. And stare at the Kohen's nose. So, Hesach Hadas, don't look at the Kohen. Now, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't look at the newspaper, and you shouldn't look. You shouldn't learn Daf Yomi, and you shouldn't do anything else. The whole point of not looking at the Kohanim's hands, which I would think is the least distracting thing you could possibly look at, even that, it means even the Kohanim's hands, you know, even the Kohen you're not allowed to look at. It means you're not allowed to look at anything, and totally concentrate on being Makabel the Bracha from the Kohanim. And then the Beis Yosef takes us one step further. He says, Kavachomer, that the Kohanim can't look at us. Because they also have to concentrate on what they're doing. To give over the bracha that they're empowered to give over. Hesach Hadas. Then the Beis Yosef brings down that in Egypt, the meaning was that the Kohanim would pull the talus over their faces and over their hands. And then the Dakimosha brings down that the minig is that the people in the congregation will put a talus over their faces so that they don't look at the Kohen. And the Kohen puts the talus over his face, but the hands are over the talus. And the hand doesn't need to be under the talus, because the Yisraelim are hiding under the talus, and they're not going to see. But that way the faces of the Kohanim are covered, and the hands are not covered, so the Kohen also will not look at his own hands. I don't know why his own hands might be distracting, but maybe he'll find some warts. I don't know, but it will be distracting.
This is according to which?
Okay, this is the Darkei Moshe. Okay, so I gave you the Gemara Chagiga, which is not relevant nowadays because we don't have a Beis Hamikdash and there's no Shema Meforash. We don't do Shema Meforash. We use Shalmi, which is the emetic reason nowadays why we don't look, because Hesach Hadas. You shouldn't get distracted. Okay, which take it, you know, which means you're not going to look at anything that's going to distract you. Then you cover your face, close your eyes, concentrate on the bracha, being makabah of the bracha. And then we had Darkei Moshe where they did things slightly differently, and now we're going to see it in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Chaf Gimel. B'sha'a sha'kohanim mevarchin ha'am lo yabitu v'lo yasichu da'atam ela yu einam kapimata k'mo she'omi batfila. He's talking about the Kohanim here. When the Kohanim are mevarchin ha'am, they're blessing the nation. The Kohanim should not look around and they should not be distracted. Ela yu einam kapimata. They should look down as if they're in the middle of Shemar Nesra. K'mo she'omi batfila. Mishabura Sif Chaf Tampeches. Because they kind of are in the middle of a tefillah. What's the tefillah? Shem is spalin, shivarach Hashem is baruch as Yisrael. They're davening that Hashem should bless the nation. The ha'am and the people in the crowd in the stands, the rest of them is spalin. The ha'am yichavnu labracha. They have kavana to be mekabel the bracha. View pneam kinega pnea kohanim. That's an inyan of face to face. I don't know how you do that with covered faces, but I think it just means face to face without the actual face. Good. And don't not look at the Kohanim. Ratzalomer. Lo b'fnei Kohanim. Don't look at the Kohanim. Velo b'idem. Don't look at their hands. V'atam hu gam kein. Kidei shlo yasichu daita me'abracha. Not to have a hetzach hadas from the bracha. Okay, Rishon Zalman says, let's say he spaced out, Akadei Kachi Mamish, missed the word. Could be that he did not use the Lashon Mekayim as a mitzvah. Vim Kain, continuing the Mishabura, Sifkat and Peites, Kol Shekain, Shelo Yistaklu B'makom Acher. If it's distracting to look at the Kohen's face or the Kohen's hands, so then obviously you can't look at anything. Because everything is distracting, especially in a door of space cadets. You have to concentrate on what's going on, and they're not learning. Learning is not the firm thing to do. Learning is not the firm thing to do. Right now, you have potential to makabah the bracha, makayim mitzvah, perhaps even mitzvah daraisa, according to the Haredim, the Yisraelim are part of the bracha, if you take it literally. Okay, so don't look anywhere else. Don't get distracted. Umidina enu asher ele bestaklus meruba. It's really only histaklus, like staring. Of a re-exas, sure, but to see a little bit to Kohen, you know, it's not a big deal, because that's not going to distract you. Didavka bezman shebeis hamikdash hayu mevarchem b'shem ha'meforesh. Davka in the beis hamikdash where they would say the bracha b'shem ha'meforesh, and the shechina is a shora al yideyem, and the shechina was on the hands of the kohanim. Hayu also feel re-exas. There you're not allowed to look at all. You're not even allowed to see. They're seeing and looking. We learned in the seminar in Hay. My she'en came bezman is that. Nowadays, the seeing a little bit is not such a big deal. It's more the staring and the looking and something that's going to cause you to get distracted. But no, again, the meaning now is Zeichel Mikdash, not to look, not to see, as if we were in the base of Mikdash. Tzion hi dereish ein la, Zeichel Mikdash. Reb Shimon is not happy. Okay. Mishra Brasifka, hold on, footnote.
But anyway, they cover their hands.
Okay, let's see Machir Ramah. You think even in the base of Mikdash?
No, but I'm saying here, you can look at the coin even with the covered hands, because you're not looking at his hands anyway.
You're not really looking at him.
Right.
I hear that. Hagah, v'gama kohanim lo yistaklu bidehem. Even the kohanim themselves should not look at their own hands. I don't know, again, because that's supposed to be distracting. Why? I don't know. Right there. Alkein nagu l'shal shal talas al pneihem. The meaning is for the Kohanim to put the talus on their faces. V'yideyem chutz the talus. and the hands are outside of the talus. Then the Rambam concludes, "V'yesh makomo shenagu she'edam b'fnim min atalus shalistaklu ha'am b'hem." And there's somebody where the minhag is to put the hands inside the talus so that the Yisraelim will not look at their hands. And of course, that is the minhag bizmanenu. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, "Sifkad on Sari Aleph u'minhag ze yoter nachon." This is a more proper.
Hold on.
Which meaning is he referring to?
One with the hands outside.
Yes, the first opinion in the Rama. And then Dirish points out in footnote 95, Bizmaninu, Kosva, Kafachaim, and Archa Shulchan, the meaning is to cover the hands, like the second way. That's what we do. V'yedeyem chutzatalas, Badaki Moshe, Moses, Shigam Ha'am, Noagin, the Chasas, Benyam, Talas. The meaning is that the Israelim cover the face with Talas, Kidei Shlo Yuchlu, Vestaka, Bidei Kohanim, that they should not look at the Kohanim. Footnote 96, he brings down from Ramosha, you can't mamish be mechayim all the litayim to cover their faces in shul during Birkas Kohanim, because litayim, I think Hasidim also, the until you get married, you don't wear a talus. So you can't say everyone's got to cover, because it's not shaykh, not everyone's wearing a talus. But everyone is expected not to look. About Bavadai, says, Tov, she'elam atzim, she'chom mechasa, b'nei b'talus, she'atzukin. It's better to cover your face with a talus.
Technically, you can just close your eyes, no? If the light is enough, like, what is going on?
Yeah.